Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Ed. 7:06. Happy Lil Friday to you. Justin, Mamie, and Bill. Mames is at the door because we have a guest who's here already. Lake Norman Muay Thai. Are you prepared to get a spinning round kick to the face, Bill?
I'm absolutely not prepared for that.
I guess nobody really is prepared until it happens.
Right.
If you're preparing for it, you're in the octagon.
Quick block.
Did he bring Mamie's back? Did JT bring his octagon with him?
Mamie.
I'm here. Hey, yeah, no.
He did not.
He didn't, and he also didn't roundhouse kick me to the face.
Well, I didn't act, I didn't say that he was going to kick you in the face. I implied he was going to kick Bill in the face.
Ah, okay. Well, he didn't try.
That's good.
That's good.
Martial arts is mostly about discipline, so let me not start off by saying that people are going to get roundhouse to the face. Let me not do that.
No.
Greystone Lodge, also going to talk to them today, Ben McKeithen.
Yes.
Big day because we know we have a Merlefest giveaway. Have you heard of Merlefest before, Bill?
I have.
Yeah, Merlefest is actually next week, a week from today.
Oh, wow.
Merlefest starts.
It's here, almost.
I told you yesterday. I said, tomorrow I'm going to tell you something. And today I'm telling you. And what I'm telling you is Merlefest is 1 week away. That's it.
Crazy. We've been talking about this for a long time.
So you got your chance to win tickets. You're going to hear the cue to call today. You're going to hear that cue to call.
Cue to call.
And it's going to be something in the neighborhood of rock me mama like a wagon wheel.
Something like that. Not that. Don't call now.
No, that's not the cue to call. That's not the cue. The cue is much more professionally produced than that. But you'll know the cue and then you call in. Caller 3 wins a pair of tickets to Merlefest. 1 day passes general admission, so you pick the day you want to go. But the Merlefest contest online, WSIC News, LK and Memes on Instagram, there you also can win lodging via Greystone Lodge. So we're going to talk with Ben McKeithen, general manager, Greystone Lodge. That's happening at 8:30. And we'll get his take on what's happening in the high country. High country happenings. And then we also have an additional guest, random guest that got added yesterday, Bridget Dorgan.
Yes.
She is a fellow Hopewell hooligan. Not associated with the hooligans of Charlotte FC. Let me be clear about that. Different set of hooligans.
Do they still call themselves Hopewell hooligans?
We'll have to ask Bridget.
Bridget may
know that answer.
Yeah, she's here talking about the... she'll be joining us via video today.
Right.
But she'll be talking about the Titan Thrift store that they're doing.
Donation of clothes.
Donation of clothes, yeah.
Always good.
Donating clothes. And then the following week, you can come and actually shop for those clothes.
Oh, cool opportunity.
Price. Yeah, very cool thing.
A little entrepreneurship happening
very cool,
here.
Very cool thing that she's doing. She reached out to me herself, so excited to talk to her.
Wow.
I love a teenager that takes some initiative.
Absolutely. Looking for more of those. You were right about something, though, Mames.
Ah, well.
I mean, you're right about a lot of things.
But
you were right about your trip to New York and the experience you had, particularly involving the rats.
Mm.
New York City issues warning of infectious disease spread by rat urine. After a record year of reported cases.
Oh, gosh. Is that why I have this cold?
I was going to say, did you bring the rat urine back with you?
I have a cold right now, so I hope that's not what it's from. I did see quite a few rats.
Did you touch it? Did you pet any?
No.
Play with any?
No. I just made a face and walked the other way.
You know, they have like the New York City, I don't know if you haven't been there before, it's kind of one of those places where people do random things. A lot of randomness happens there. Maybe like a little mini circus set up on the street where the rats play different animals and identify as elephants or camels or different things in that day. Lions. Or
kind of like a flea circus, but a rat circus?
Yeah. Gotcha. Did you see any of those?
No, I didn't see anybody putting on a rat circus or a flea circus, actually. There were a lot of people in New York. I think every single person in the world was in Times Square. Were you there?
No.
I think you guys were there too.
In spirit.
I've never seen it so crowded.
We didn't even talk about the food that did. You know, we didn't talk about that.
We did not talk about the food yesterday.
New York, arguably one of the number one locations for za in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I'm putting that up against Italy. Because pizza was invented in Italy, wasn't it?
I think pizza was invented in the U.S.
The United States.
I think it's like a takeoff from something that's Italian. But yeah, it's more of a United States thing.
A spinoff.
Yeah.
Like Frasier.
It's like Frasier. Frasier spinned itself off from itself. Frasier was a spinoff from Cheers, right?
So pizza was a spinoff from?
I don't know.
Pasta?
Pasta, maybe. I don't know.
Just bread. Just bread with cheese and sauce instead of dipping it. Let us not dip. Let us cover.
Yeah, and put some other stuff on it.
And then the Waffle House came about.
So I was staying in Times Square, which I said yesterday, and Times Square is not the place to get authentic New York food. I was surrounded by Olive Garden, Applebee's.
Heck yeah.
Gosh, what else? Sbarro pizza. That's pizza, but that's...
Sbarro? You were talking about Sbarro's?
Yeah. That you can get that classic at Concord Mills,
that's
too.
A mall. Yeah, that's a mall pizza.
Let's see what else was down there. There was a 99-cent pizza place. I didn't go. It made me nervous. Mm. I figured the rats would be in there. Like, how do you afford
the rats are cooking the pizza there.
I know pizza's a cheaper food, but I don't know how you afford to make 99-cent pizza. Like, I'm not eating that.
Last time I went to New York, it would have been 2012, Christmas of 2012, I think. No. Maybe we went after
that's
that.
That's how long it's been.
No, No. We probably went in 2017, somewhere in that range.
I was there in 2017.
Were we at the same time? Yeah. Probably. $5 got you two slices and a drink. Were you able to find that anywhere?
I was not able to find that. Mm. I paid about $35 for a little pizza and a glass of wine.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not cheap there.
Living large in New York.
Yeah. I paid $25 for one cocktail. $25.
Was it like an extravaganza?
But it wasn't anything any better than I got at like Peninsula Prime.
Dang.
So.
That's a price right there.
Yeah. It was not. Yeah. Don't know how anybody lives there. I don't know how they survive there. How many jobs do you have to have to live in New York City?
25 for one drink, or let's say $36 for Five Guys. Which one are you going for?
Probably Five Guys. Five Guys is expensive though, too.
It is expensive.
Yeah. So, so where I was not authentic New York food. We did go to Carmine's for dinner, is like a famous Italian place there.
Sounds like a gangster spot.
It's pretty cool. I don't think the original is in Times Square, but the group that I went with, it just wasn't me just going on a holiday by myself, you know?
Carmine Falcone from Batman.
Yeah, I went with a group. And so they wanted to do very generic New York stuff. So
what's generic New York?
Like stay in Times Square.
Oh, okay. Like Olive Garden?
Like go see Hamilton. Go.
Is that the play you went and saw was Hamilton?
No, I didn't see Hamilton.
What are the two you saw?
I saw The Notebook on Broadway. So they made it into a Broadway show.
That's still around?
Well, it's new. It's a new show.
Oh, it's new. Okay.
Same story, just interpreted differently.
Same thing, different day.
Excuse me.
Interpreted differently? Did he die instead of her this time?
No, I'm not going to give away the ending.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Spoiler. No, it's okay. Take your time.
I got something
in my throat. Would you like something to drink?
I'm good. And then I saw The Great Gatsby.
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
Very good.
Yeah, never read the book, but one of my favorite movies. Did you read The Gatsby book?
Yes.
You did?
In high school.
You did. Okay. Well, a lot going on today. Lake Norman Muay Thai. JT's here. He's going to hang. We're going to have a look at traffic up next. Jeff with iCats, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. And word of the day. This is where Bill gives us a word and Mamie and I guess a definition. Conjugations are allowed. Those are allowed, no matter the word. Noun, adjective, verb. There are no rules here. And you listen again for that cue to call. You're going to win some Merlefest tickets. As we come up on the break right here, I do have a particular question. There are certainly cars that people shouldn't buy. And there's one brand that is really making some questionable decisions. Maybe it's yours. Do you drive an EV? Uh-oh.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, 7:18. Happy little Friday to you. Getting closer to the weekend. You know what that means. People wilding out.
Mm-hmm.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There is an accident to report in Statesville on the west side. out on Route 70. It's got both lanes blocked. It's out by Eufaula Road. So be aware of that if you're in Statesville. I don't know of any other issues within the secondary roads of Statesville, Mooresville. 77 north and southbound, traffic is getting a little heavier as the morning progresses. But you'll have your typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area. Besides that, everything looks good this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. So accident in 77, Route 70 near Eufaula Road, both lanes closed. Pick an alternative route. Jeff, what would you recommend as an alternative route in that vicinity?
If you were like coming from Hickory towards Statesville, I would take Sharon School Road. And if you're before that, you'd probably, if you're going 70, probably take Old Mountain Road to 40 to bypass that.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that report. We appreciate all you do for ICATS. Thursday, today you guys are going to Winston-Salem, only a dollar from somebody's front door in Irondale County to Winston and a dollar back. Schedule that ride today, rideicats.com. Jeff, we'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. Rideicats.com.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Word of the day presented by Merlefest. Hold on, you got to give me 1 second to pull this bad boy up here.
Don't worry, I'll take it for you. Go ahead. Word of the day brought to you by Merlefest, happening April 25th through the 28th. Over 100 artists will join the stages at Wilkes Community College. Over 12 stages. Your opportunity to win coming up. Just listen for that. Cue to call. Cue to call.
Today's word of the day is actually, it's a tricky one.
I know that word.
No. It is it's a tricky one here. I think I may have stepped in it a little bit here. Today's word is quaw.
Quaw. That is not a word.
Today's word is quaw.
How do you spell that?
Quaw. It's a preposition. So we're not even dealing with
it. It's not a word.
It's a preposition. It's quaw.
You're prepositioning me?
I'm prepositioning
you. Isn't that illegal?
You getting proposed to? That's not illegal.
No.
But
you're trying
thing.
To give me your qua. I'm just like.
It's a preposition.
Okay.
We can get into a preposition later. I hope. Please don't quiz me on a preposition. I've been studying over here on what a preposition is. But today's word of the day is qua.
Qua.
Qua. Spelled Q-U-A.
You know this, man.
Qua.
Qua.
Qua. Qua.
That's the sound I make practicing Muay Thai with Lake Norman Muay Thai and JT Smith.
The artist qua artist is less interesting to me than the artist as a human being.
The qua artist? Boring. Crusty.
I actually don't even know how you're going to guess the definition.
No, I'm going to get it. Give me one more sentence. Give me another shot, coach.
All right. I like this. Justin's attention to detail, qua his meticulous planning, ensured the success of the event.
Due to.
Because of.
If not, but for.
Yeah, I'll reach in what we got here because I don't know what I was looking for.
Like, you don't even know what the definition is?
Correct.
Oh.
Qua is the preposition's really throwing me off, but I thought about using this as an opportunity to grow and expand my knowledge.
I like
if
that.
If not y'all's, mine.
Yeah, if not, but for.
Yes. Nice quas. Qua is a preposition used in formal speech or writing that means in the capacity or character of something or someone.
So matter of perspective?
It is used synonymously with as to indicate that someone or something is being referred to or thought about in a particular way. When I tell you that I saw this word before I had any coffee or barely the sleepies out of my eye and was reading the definition, I was sideways.
Still trying to understand what the definition is.
It's just
another word for as. Is that
as or like?
Qua. You can try.
Is it?
Just use it as a filler word now. Like, you know, like. See, I just said like. So
qua.
I just change it to qua.
It's kind of like bet. Like, this would be the next thing with the kids. You know, instead of bet.
Yeah.
Qua.
I know what quan is. Qua. Hit the quan.
Qua.
I know that one.
Got that qua.
I don't know.
No, not too far off. The preposition part. So should we dissect preposition for a moment here and understand what I don't know what a preposition is.
Right. Did you know a preposition is a word?
Yeah, sure.
And like, almost always a very small, very common word that shows direction, location, or time.
Look.
Or that introduces an object.
Like the and.
Oh, I'm getting a call.
As.
Sorry. Yes, yes. These are all prepositions.
Those are all prepositions.
Prep a rep.
Enjoying qua cup of coffee.
No. I want you to try this with Bridget, though. She's a high school student.
Okay, so maybe Bridget knows qua.
See if you can. No, just see if you can get her to start using it.
Okay.
Be like, we're starting a new thing today.
Okay, just want to throw it out there.
Qua is
the
new.
Will you pass this along?
Qua is the new word.
We read this article on TikTok. Do you do that? Do you read articles on TikTok?
No. Not usually.
I'm a little far off on that one, then, I think.
TikTok is mostly video, so there's not a lot of reading going on.
Qua Merlefest.
I don't think we're using it right. I think we're close. I think we are close.
We're on to something here. Yeah. Anyway, Merlefest, April 25th through the 20th. 1 week away from today. Ben Daniels will be there at Merlefest and will join us on the morning show with maybe a new fun toy, too. Something else going on.
That's fun.
I'm excited. I'm trying to hold back. I'm not going to talk about it right now. I'm going to save it for later. Do you drive an EV? Do you drive particularly or were excited about particularly maybe possibly driving a Ford EV by way of the F-150 Lightning?
Qua way.
Qua.
Or the Lightning.
It's looking like that's not going to happen for a while. If that was on your bucket list.
Sorry.
Yeah, Ford is.
Ford EV is not happening anytime soon.
It's looking like they're not. And then they had a bunch of recalls. So Ford had a bunch of recalls going on. Ford on the struggle bus. Wondering if that's the case. They recalled over 46,000 Escape and Bronco sport models. And then now they're recalling 450,000 Bronco sport SUVs and Maverick compact pickup trucks due to potential loss of drive power caused by a low battery issue.
Mm.
Not even technically EVs, I don't think, but there's battery related issues on these.
Are they a hybrid?
There are hybrid versions of the Bronco. Mm. I do believe they have a hybrid version. The manufacturer was the most recalled car brand in 2023, Ford, and continued to outpace automakers Q1 of 2024.
Their favorite headline.
No.
No.
Not good for shareholders, not good for workers, not good for the American taxpayer, because likelihood is at some point we bail them out again.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
You don't think it's going to happen in the auto market right now?
You think it's that bad in the auto market?
I think the auto market is a lot worse. I think it's a lot worse in the world in the auto market in most cases. Not every brand, not every niche. Servicing of auto, you know this. Mm-hmm. Rob knows this. Gangbusters right now. Yeah. Wide open, not going to stop. As more people hold onto their cars longer, hence more servicing will be required. Hence, if you have an auto garage right now, you're sitting pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're slanging new vehicles right now, it's got to be tough.
Hmm.
Unprecedented levels. Probably like 2008. It's probably got an eerie
that
feeling
bad?
To it. I mean, who's buying a new car right now?
Yeah, nobody.
What's the numbers?
Yeah, yeah. There's not a lot of new cars
they
being sold right
now. They ain't buying
new
cars right now.
Mm-mm.
Who's paying 9, 10, 11% interest on a car loan?
Have you seen the statistic on what the average car payment is right now for people?
Over 1,000, wasn't
it's
it?
Over 1,000,
yeah,
which
over
$1,000. I cannot imagine.
Qua?
Yeah.
I guess it's relative. I mean, I guess so. If you were getting a Bugatti for $1,000 a month, that would be a deal.
No, but these people are getting like a Ford Bronco for $1,000 a month. Also, I didn't even know they still made a Ford Bronco. I thought they stopped
doing
that.
It's the new ones.
Well, it's the new ones.
The new news.
It doesn't look as good as the old ones. Like, I like the OJ one.
That was OJ,
right? The OJ one.
I thought after him, they're like, no more. We're not making any more.
I don't think he really had like a dominating force field on. Like, granted, of course, we remember the video, if you hadn't seen it, of him, you know, being chased on the highway.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah, this was like the 90s.
It was 94.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
This was Qua 94.
Circa Qua 94.
Qua. Circa Qua 94.
But I, if they made the bench style seat Bronco like that school one, I would consider that. I would consider buying one of those. This new sport one, it's basically a Jeep.
Mm.
I mean, it's a Jeep. Let's be honest. It's a Jeep.
It's like my FJ Cruiser.
It's like an FJ Cruiser. It's like a Jeep. It's a compact SUV.
They're still probably cool, though.
I'm not saying that they're not cool. They got some good gizmo gadgets.
But that's, I would not pay $1,000 a month for one of those.
No.
There's not many cars I would pay that
much
for.
What if it had WSIC splattered all over it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Qua.
Good news is you don't have to. You can just download the app. Take us with you everywhere.
Take it anywhere you go.
Take
it
everywhere you go.
Qua the rap.
Definitely, definitely the much easier approach there. Lake Norman Muay Thai, JT, he's here. He's ready to go. Is he wearing his gi?
No.
Okay, so Muay Thai is definitely more behind the scenes. Be careful because you don't know where they are in the crowd. That's what you got to be prepared for that.
Right.
Really anybody.
I guess.
Yeah. Looking forward to chat with JT, find out about Lake Norman Muay Thai. They actually are doing a lot of good in the community related. I believe we're going to have a discussion about Parkinson's.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of good things Muay Thai and JT's team are doing related to Parkinson's and therapy, things like that. So there is...
just happy to highlight another local business.
Qua!
Qua!
That's what I would say, right? Like during my moves. That's what Bruce Lee style.
I can't wait for him to shut this down immediately.
Tell us how wrong we are.
Later on, Greystone Lodge, you're going to have your chance. Wait for the cue to call on Merlefest.
Qua to call.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:33. Happy little Friday to you. Qua! There it was. I will use the word of the day already. But I use it in two fashions.
And what's the fashion?
One is as a preposition.
Yeah.
Qua!
Uh-huh. What's the other one?
As a move during Muay Thai.
Oh, as I thought it was going to be an onomatopoeia. You know that word?
As an exhale. Qua! Qua! You got to add the flair to it. We've got JT Smith from Lake Norman Muay Thai joining us in studio right now. LakeNormanMuayThai.com. Good to see you, JT. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Lake Norman Muay Thai. Give us Muay Thai. Where does this fall in the categories of martial arts? What's the stylistic approach of Muay Thai?
Well, it falls on the top.
Oh, there it is.
Hey. No, Muay Thai is... thank you. Muay Thai is actually the national sport of Thailand. It's called the Art of Eight Limbs because it emphasizes the use of two hands for punching, two legs for kicking, two knees for kneeing, and two elbows for elbowing. So our training is every time you come in, punch, kick, knee, and elbow. The best way to explain it to somebody who's never seen it before, just imagine a boxing gym, but not only are they punching, but they're also doing those other things.
That's exactly how I emphasize it to my daughter every morning. I tell her the same thing. Your hands, your feet, your knees, your elbows are all for striking your opponent that comes near you. That's exactly what I tell her. So, Lake Norman Muay Thai, how long have you owned Lake Norman Muay Thai?
We started in 2016.
Okay. So going on almost 8 years?
Yeah.
8 years, give or take?
Yeah.
Man, doesn't seem like it.
Yeah? Still having fun with it?
Having a great time, man. It's we have a really cool story. It was my coach retired in 2015, and I had always wanted to do something, and I started off with like zero money.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
as any entrepreneur usually does. That's right.
Just me and a couple of friends, crew Matt Ryder, my assistant. And our kids and a couple other people, we started off underneath a picnic shelter in a public park.
Wow.
And worn out equipment from like 1999.
Oh, yeah.
And just nothing. And then it was March 2016. By May of 2016, we had up to 14 people. And then I was like, man, the cops are going to run us out of the park this summer. So I had a friend... who had a CrossFit gym and started renting space from him. And just a little over a year, we went from 14 people to 75 people. And then we were able to get our own spot there on Highway 150.
You're getting a prime location right here. You're on Highway 150 right here, 21. Yeah. Right there.
The heart of Mooresville.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
No doubt.
And now a couple years ago, we outgrew the space that we were in and knocked the wall down to an adjoining space. And so... And now we're running pretty close to 300 deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to train and keep up with. What's your individual martial arts background, if at all?
Man, I started martial arts in 1984.
All right. Chuck Norris status right here. That's what I like. This. Yeah.
All right. Now, I'll quiz you. What movie was famous in 1984?
Karate Kid.
Boom. Exactly.
I know.
Thanks, man.
But I wanted to do karate way before that. But my mom and dad wouldn't let me do it. I was afraid I'd get hurt.
Sure.
And so I started doing martial arts, and I had a very progressive teacher by the name of Rick Davis, who was always looking for something better. And in the late 80s, he found it. He found Muay Thai, and it was just really unheard of back then. Everybody kind of heard of it, but they didn't really know what it was. And, man, he just bought a plane ticket, went to Thailand, started bringing it back, and I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And so now here we are, you know, 2024, and I've already been doing Muay Thai for many, many years.
What's the age range of your students?
That is what's so cool. I actually start training them at an early age. I really don't care about age so much as I do their ability to focus, pay attention, and stay on task. If they can do that, they're in. I prefer a young boxer because I'm training them to possibly one day compete. We have several fighters at my gym, and my very best fighters are the ones who started with me when they were 7, 8 years old. Now they're, 16, 17, 18.
Now you say fighter, are you talking MMA? You talking boxing circuit, Muay Thai circuit? Like how does that work? Like,
well, right now we're just doing Muay Thai, but we just recently started an MMA program. And so Coach Johnny Kakavitas out of Charlotte's coming up to do that. And so we're hoping to start venturing into the MMA world here very soon.
My son's super into MMA. Like, he loves watching. He's 5, but he's really into watching, like, boxing and, like, mm-hmm. MMA stuff, which is pretty wild. Yeah. So one of the things that when we started chatting was related to something that I would naturally say is associated with Muay Thai, but Parkinson's and kind of the rehab style training with Parkinson's. Tell us a little bit about this that you're working on.
Well, I'll give you a little background on it. There's a guy in Indianapolis by the name of Scott Newsom, and Scott was a prosecutor in Indianapolis, and he had early onset Parkinson's. He was diagnosed in his late 40s, and he had a very, very aggressive case, and he did what a lot of folks do. He became a recluse, you know, ashamed of his condition. And then one day a friend of his saw him and felt bad for him and said, "Hey, Scott, why don't you come over to the gym? Let me teach you how to box." And so he started going to the gym, and he started noticing after several weeks that his balance was improving. He was walking better. And he usually had a pretty severe tremor. He was at breakfast one morning, held his hand up, and he said, "Look, honey, it's rock steady." And that's where the name Rock Steady Boxing came from. So then he uses his own money to fund a 2-year study through the University of Indianapolis on the effects of non-contact boxing for people with Parkinson's disease. And during the study, they followed people doing different types of exercises. They were doing boxing, cycling, whatever you can think of. They were doing all these different types of exercises. And at the end of the 2-year study, the boxers by far outperformed everybody else. So
there's real, like, studies and time and process behind this to showcase its ability.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's actually just recently been accepted by the Parkinson's Association as a legit way for battling Parkinson's disease.
So you've been telling people about this. Are there people with Parkinson's who are attending the classes you guys have?
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
We're currently, not only do I have Lake Norman Muay Thai, but I also have Lake Hickory Muay Thai as well. So we have two different programs, and between the two of them, we're servicing somewhere in the neighborhood of about 80 people who have Parkinson's disease. And some of these people are are from the medical community. I have some doctors and some nurses who have Parkinson's disease, who believe in the program, and they're coming in and seeing the results. So we've, you know, it's a really cool thing to watch, because you see people come in, and usually when they come in, they're at their worst state, you know, very bad gait, can't walk. And then we start noticing that they start showing improvement. But the way that we know that they show improvement is whenever they start the program with us, we do a baseline test with them so we can know right off the bat where they are. Every 6 months, we retest them on the same test, and overwhelmingly see those scores go up.
Wow, that's really interesting. Are they doing the classes together? Like, or is it a Parkinson's specific class, or are they just working out and having their workouts adjust like with the rest of the group?
It is a, it's a Parkinson's specific class. It basically works like this. One of the major things for people with Parkinson's disease is they start becoming rigid. Mm-hmm. So stretching is a big part of it. But besides stretching, they do 10 rounds of various exercises, usually set up in a circuit. 5 of those rounds involve boxing gloves. The other 5 rounds are balance and agility, hand-eye coordination style exercises. And so by the end of the 10 rounds, the main thing that we're looking for is exertion. So when most people go to the gym to work out, they're going to work out to shed pounds and to get fit, right?
Makes sense.
That's the
get my sweat on.
That's the secondary thing that the folks in this class are doing. Their exercise is for brain health. So the stronger the brain, okay, the more you exercise, we all know that it's healthy for your brain. When you go in and you exercise to the point of exertion, it improves your brain health, okay, which means it slows down the progression of disease. So if you're not doing anything and you have Parkinson's disease, the disease is constantly tearing you down. But when you're doing things to improve your brain health, it slows down the progression.
JT Smith of Lake Norman Muay Thai. Can you hang out for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. JT Smith, LakeNormanMuayThai.com. I'm looking here at the school schedule. There's classes 7 days a week. Is that right?
6 days a week.
6 days a week. Okay, we got to have Sundays one day off. Yeah. Okay, all right, Sundays. Oh, right, yeah, Monday through Saturday. I didn't even have Sunday on the list here, and I'm over here saying 7. Okay, Lake Norman Muay Thai. Parkinson's, definitely a possibility here as far as being able to progress and move forward in a positive way, and yeah, utilizing Muay Thai to do that. That's a cool concept. Yeah. Located Highway 150 and 21, prime location in Mooresville. Coming back.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy little Friday to you. Hanging out with JT Smith of Lake Norman Muay Thai. LakeNormanMuayThai.com. Located Highway 150 and 21. Prime location in Mooresville. If you're interested in learning more, LakeNormanMuayThai.com. We started talking about the Parkinson's program going on. We'll circle back to that. But what everybody wants to know, JT, coming up in July, it will be live streamed on Netflix.
Netflix,
yes. Netflix. You've got Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, DraftKings sports betting. Who you going for?
Man, I'm a guy from the 80s. I got to go for my man Mike.
Oh, I got to go for Mike.
Yeah,
going for him.
But I will say this. I think it's going to come down to if Jake can last 2 rounds, he will win.
He'll tire him out then at that point.
He will win. But, you know, Mike's old, but have you been seeing any of the training?
Oh, I see the videos.
I've seen the training videos. Yeah, I'm impressed.
He's still got it.
Is he 60 yet?
He's getting pretty.
I would guess he's probably close to it.
He's pretty close to 60.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's impressive.
He's still active. He's still active. He's still moving. Yeah, that's for darn sure. And so one of the programs that you guys have been working on, and it was funny because during the break we were talking about Muhammad Ali, who mm-hmm. passed away of Parkinson's. But his daughter has endorsed this concept of boxing and more, and actively still participating in the sport to fight against the disease. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Just to elaborate a little further, I'm kind of proud of this one.
Yeah.
Layla Ali endorsed our gym specifically.
Lake Norman Muay Thai.
Lake Norman.
Fire the horns.
That's amazing.
Lake, that's a double horn fire.
That's amazing.
Lake Hickory Muay Thai and the Lake Hickory and Lake Norman, they're doing the same program. Yeah. So, yeah.
What's it like writing a program for martial arts? Like, what's that like? Like, I can imagine writing a class, right? Like, things like that. But now you're talking about, like, people are going to be punching each other in the face during this class. How do you write that?
Man, I tell you what, it's never ending. I'm still trying to put something together, you know, because it's different than, say, a karate class or a taekwondo class. There's no ranking in Muay Thai, okay?
There's no belts or anything like that?
You're either good at, it's like boxing. Like, Mike Tyson does not have a black belt.
Okay. He's got some belts, though.
he's got some other belts. But it's either you're good at Muay Thai or you're maybe not so good.
Good at laying on the fetal position on the ground? Is that the other extreme?
Good at napping.
but in America, the culture, we need goals. And so in my children's class, we have a ranking program, in-house ranking, that says, okay, you're at this level. And we don't do belts. We do, they're called pragyads. They go on your arm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like tattoos?
No. It's a piece of material. It's a,
okay.
an armband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
do they really have geese in Muay Thai? Does any of that matter?
Boxing shorts.
Yep. So you're just in it to get it. Like, that's pretty much it. That's what you do when you step into Muay Thai. Let's talk about then, what's the experience like for, tell us some stories of first time walking through the door. You know, you say, okay, it doesn't really matter the age as long as the person can pay attention. Well, there's plenty of adults who can't pay attention.
Right.
This guy right here. what is it like for an adult walking in for the first time? Let's say they've never done martial arts ever in their life.
Yeah.
What's that experience that they should expect?
So different Muay Thai gyms approach it differently. Some of them have beginner classes and that kind of thing. At our gym, you come in, and the very first night, either myself, Coach Henry, Coach Matt, we pull you off to the side and we show you your basic strikes, just enough to get you started. And then we put you in with the group, and then you start training and you start building off of those basics.
Do you guys utilize like punching bags? Do you break boards? Like, what are some of those kind of, I want to call them ancillary activities? Is that
well, you were talking about the equipment, right?
Yeah.
So what equipment do you guys use?
Man, we have some. Our number one tool for Muay Thai are called Thai pads, and they're very cool.
Are those the things that, like, you hold up?
Yeah,
I don't know from Rocky. That's where I know from.
So in Rocky, they use focus mitts. They go just over their hands, okay? In Muay Thai, the pad extends from the fingertips all the way to the elbow. And so that's so they can kick.
You kick in Muay Thai?
Yeah, a lot of kicking, a lot of knees, a lot of elbows.
All the limbs, using all of them.
So the cool thing about the Thai pads is the history of them. In Thailand, they used to kick banana trees to practice their kicks. Okay, I've been to Thailand. The banana trees in Thailand are ridiculous. They're great, big, thick trees. But what they would do is they would kick these banana trees over and over again, hitting with their shins, because we don't kick with the foot, we kick with the shin. And they would kick the tree repeatedly, and eventually the tree would fall over.
I've got an idea.
What do you have?
That's practice. I brought my banana with me today. You didn't know I had this
guy. Came prepared.
Tucked away for a rainy day, you know what I mean? And this was the perfect time.
It's
right
a big prop banana over there.
What move would someone showcase to chop this thing down? What do you think? What's the number one? What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite move in Muay Thai? Like, do you have a go-to?
As I'm getting older, I'm becoming a big fan of elbows and knees. Yeah. Spinning elbows, jumping elbows.
See, spinning elbows. I told you, Bill, to watch
pendulum,
out.
Pendulum elbows.
That's what it's called. Pendulum?
There's a pendulum elbow as well.
Mm. Qua.
Yeah.
All right, so for Lake Norman Muay Thai students and Lake Hickory, can they go back and forth to either gym since you own both?
If you're a member at Lake Hickory Muay Thai, you're a member at Lake Norman Muay Thai.
What's the pricing? Do you know off the top of your head? I don't mean to put you on the spot. I know you got a lot of things going on.
But. It's $145 monthly, and that is for Lake Norman Muay Thai, that's 8 sessions a week.
Eight sessions a week?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Is anybody coming 8 sessions a week?
We have some that pretty come pretty close, but most people don't make it.
That's dedication.
It's a very intense workout.
The thing about karate, because I did karate as a kid. I did at Irwin Carmichael's facility in Huntersville.
Oh, and you know Irwin?
Yeah, I he doesn't know.
Let's call him.
But here's the thing. I didn't make it to black belt. Okay. I got to red stripe, and then I felt like I got put like a lot of pressure on me to go to black. And so I quit. I was one of those. I quit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was like 10. All right. Let's be honest. but for the program of Lake Norman Muay Thai and coming in there and that the process of going through, anybody can come in. Is there a goal like to set for yourself when you come into the program?
I think the goals are all personal. You know, people are doing it for different reasons. The two big ones are for fitness and self-defense. But I have people coming in there who have PTSD. I have people who are fighting depression. I had one lady who was getting out of a really bad marriage, that was her way of dealing with it. So everybody's got their reasons for being there. I mean, the goal's simple, just get as good as you can at it, you know?
Is it fun?
It's extremely fun.
I bet people have fun up in there.
I bet it is fun.
Especially when you start, when you really start. You know, you come in, then all of a sudden those kicks are starting. You can tell they're feeling better, they're getting stronger, and it motivates you. So, yeah.
We already talked about Layla Ali's endorsement, but I see on your website you have some other ones too. Anna Supergirl is her name.
Yeah, Anna. Yeah, she, as a matter of fact, she was just here. She left. About 2 or 3 days ago. The most powerful knees in women's Muay Thai.
Wow.
If you go to our YouTube channel, you'll find a video of her giving me some knees, some of her powerful knees. I'm wearing a belly pad.
Right now?
No. in the video, I have to. She's just.
Oh, I'd imagine.
She's
extremely strong. Her daddy started teaching her at age 3. Yeah.
And so for the kids that are coming through or the adults, can adults start entering like at competition level? Is that a thing like where you come in older and you want to compete?
Yeah, they can. Typically, you're, like I said earlier, your better fighters are the ones who started early. You know, in Thailand, it's sort of a culture over there. The fighters all start training around 6 or 7 years old. And then by the time they're 9 years old, they're in the ring.
They're ready to go.
Yeah.
What's your youngest student that you've taught?
4.
4. Wow. Yeah.
But he was exceptional.
I would imagine. Probably just like couldn't pay attention.
He would before class he would play and run around and it was like, let's line up.
And he's ready.
He's just like just all business.
And what's your split with male and females, about even, or do you feel like this goes more male?
I would say more and more females are getting involved in it. I had a class, a children's class the other day. It had about 10 students in it. 9 of them were female.
There you go.
In my children's class.
I like it.
Yeah.
And you have, and I imagine that this is a cool thing to engage with your students. You have other champions from around the world come to your facility. What's that been like for you over the years?
Man, it's been really cool, especially when you stop and you think about our beginnings in a public park. And here we are less than 10 years later and we're hosting
World champions.
It's like unheard of, you know. It's pretty cool. We have I had people for some of my seminars. I've got people flying in from Canada, from California. They're coming from all over just to see some of the names that we're bringing in.
All right, Mames, feet, hands, elbows, knees. Which one are you choosing if you're having to do a move? What are you going for?
Probably elbows.
Elbow?
I got some pretty pointy ones. Yeah.
I was thinking like a spinning huzzah! Quah!
What were you calling it? You said the one move was the pendulum elbow. What is that? I mean, just practice
so
on Justin.
So a person's, I'm not going to stand up, but a person's standing here. You go into a side stance, drop your elbow, and come up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can do that one.
Right up underneath the
chin. To the jaw.
That's a day ruiner.
Yeah. JT Smith, Lake Norman Muay Thai, lakenormanmuaythai.com, located Highway 150, Highway 21. Also owner of Hickory Muay Thai. Lake Hickory Muay Thai. Plenty of great programs. If you know somebody with Parkinson's or if you have Parkinson's, check out Lake Norman Muay Thai and the programs there. Nothing wrong with trying to live a healthy life and keep going and just have some fun along the way. Thanks, JT.
Thank you.
morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy little Friday to you. If you just missed it, JT Smith, Lake Norman Muay Thai, lakenormanmuaythai.com. Also owner of Lake Hickory Muay Thai. Their Lake Norman location is Highway 150 and Highway 21 right there, prime location in Mooresville. Wild stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one of those dudes, like, you would never know, right? I always say this, you can't judge a book by its cover, unless it's a book. But you can't judge a book by its cover. And when you walk down the street, everything's like a story in my mind, right? Like, what's this character going to do? What's this character going to do? Knowing JT Smith now, right, of Lake Norman Muay Thai, definitely someone who can crack skulls. And you don't want to mess with him walking down the street. But has the poise that he knows he doesn't have to crack skulls. Like, that's the thing about karate and Muay Thai and martial arts, I should say.
Right.
I should say martial, because there is the technicalities of the different, you know.
Disciplines.
There you go.
That's the right word.
Wow, I feel like Mr. Miyagi right now almost. Like,
you're doing
have
great,
this
buddy.
Zen vibe. Qua!
Yeah, it was a good interview.
Oh, thanks.
I like what he's doing.
I thought he did really great.
Well. He did a great job.
On his part.
I was wondering if he's going to put my face like into the mic when I asked him about, like, are you wearing the pad on your belly? Like,
yeah.
I thought he was going to like put my face in the mic, like, what pad?
I was ready to pan camera.
Yeah.
And follow this along.
Yeah. It was going to be a fun adventure. Lake Norman Muay Thai, check it out. And the program they're doing related to Parkinson's. So if you've got Parkinson's, it's
physical
therapy.
That's so interesting
to me. Right?
Yeah, that's super interesting. Yeah, I've never heard of that before. And so that's a really cool program. The fact that Leilani endorses it too.
I mean,
not just the program, but like specifically here. That's really cool.
Arguably the greatest boxer of all time who had Parkinson's. His daughter endorsing the concept of boxing to help with physical therapy related to Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big endorsement.
Yeah, that's cool.
Coming up, we've got Bridget Dorgan, Titan Thrift. So Hopewell High School, Hopewell Hooligans. Telling us about the thrift store they got going on with entrepreneurship. Is that what we're looking at here? Is entrepreneurship?
I think she said it's all volunteer based. I don't know where the...
That's definitely part of entrepreneurship. A lot of volunteering taking place in entrepreneurship.
Not sure where the proceeds are going to, but we'll definitely ask her what they're going to be used for.
I keep it in my pocket. Remember that song?
I think you've said this before. I'm having like some sort of flashback.
I just had deja vu, yeah.
I was wondering if you guys would catch up on that one.
But I still never
heard. Or were you
going to
mustard it?
It's not a song.
Yes, it is.
What? Who sings it?
I keep it in my pocket.
It's a song by you.
That's a verse. That's a chorus.
That's also not the cue to call.
cue to call for winning Merlefest tickets. No, but at 8:30, we're going to talk with Ben McKeith, the general manager of Greystone Lodge, and you're going to want your chance to win tickets. You're going to hear about Greystone Lodge. And the Greystone digital giveaway, though, is happening on WSIC News, LK and Memes' Instagram page. That's where you win not only tickets to Merlefest, but you win lodging as well. But the cue to call today, when you hear it, and it's not, I keep it in my pocket. It's actually, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Is that?
That's not the cue to call.
But that's the song.
That's the song, but it's not you singing it.
Do you like that song, Wagon Wheel?
I do like that song.
Do you find yourself singing that song?
Somebody
from Charlotte's calling me right now.
Don't find myself singing that song. Hmm. Why is anybody from Charlotte calling you?
I don't know why. I always just look now, and I pretty much don't answer the phone if it's a number I don't know personally.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
I don't either.
You have to leave a voicemail.
Yes.
Unless, of course, it says there's voicemail boxes full. Then you can't.
Yours is full?
No, I don't keep mine full. But I'm saying, you know, when you call someone and they're like, oh, your voicemail box is full. It's like, man, this person's popular. I need to call them back.
No, they just don't clean out. They just don't clean out their voicemail box.
I'm surprised in this digital age that there is a limit on number of voicemails
you
can have.
Rob is very popular.
See?
Not discount, but his voicemail box is always full.
Does he answer calls that he doesn't know the number to?
Sometimes, if he's in the mood. Katie always does, though.
Really?
Always. And she messes with
him. Yeah, but she's early on in her career. Like, she's not, you know, she's not on enough spam lists yet.
She's not. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But she always does, and then she messes with him and just acts like she can't hear him or tries to speak another language or something.
I've done that a few times, particularly on the 800 numbers that call that you get the calls from, right? And you inevitably, right, you answer it, and it's the same thing every single time. Okay, let me go and answer my phone, and then you pick it up. You're like, hello? Oh, he's got me muted. Hey, Bill, can you unmute the – I got to reset the pit. Hey, you know, like when you get a call and it's like an 800 number and you answer it and you're like, hello. And then the next thing inevitably you hear is, Hello, this is Roger from the Sell You Stuff collection. Wanted to see if Justin was available.
Wait, did they try to pronounce your last name, though?
Sometimes they will. Justin Kespis? Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got him.
We're looking for mommy. I was like,
you've
nope,
got him. Is this the Prince of Nigeria? Did I win 50 million pounds as expected? I did send you reply that email. Been waiting on this call for about 4 years now.
Yeah. As soon as I hear, looking for mommy? No, she's not here.
There is like a like kind of like life hack thing you can do with, I don't know if it's just Gmail or it's all email things. So when you go to sign up for like an email, if you put like your regular email, like so whatever it is, I'm not going to say, I'm going to make one up, unicorns@gmail.com.
Right.
You could add a plus symbol and then whatever you're signing up for. So let's say you're signing up for Wegmans. unicorns+wegmans@gmail.com. And then if you ever get an email from their list, it will show you that particular unique email you did where you know you signed up from.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're selling your information, let's say you get it from Toys R Us and it says, well, wait a second, unicorns+wegman@gmail. Whoa, wait a second. I gave this to Wegmans, not Toys R Us. Wegmans be selling my data.
Mm.
You can do that stuff.
Someone has sold my phone number recently. I had to call almost daily, tell me that I've won $80,000 or $50,000, sometimes $100,000.
I don't know necessarily if somebody sold it. It could also be just the potential of getting hacked, which happened. I got an email last night. Because, you know, I'm signed up for Norton LifeLock, and no, they're not a sponsor. I just literally needed it because all of our data is out there, right? I think all of our data is already exposed 100%. Social security numbers, date of birth, address, medical records, all of it.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form, your information's out there. And so it's about monitoring. And so that's why I have a monitoring service. Omni Hotels and Resorts suffers breach, potentially impacting millions. Omni's a pretty big chain. Ever stayed in an Omni hotel?
Is Omni, that's the parent group, or is that like one that's under like a Hilton or a Marriott?
That's a fair question, one I should know.
There are Omni hotels.
I know, I didn't know if it was like one of like...
Yeah, under
like a parent, Courtyard right, is under right. Marriott. That's what I was wondering right, if it's, right, it's right. under, if that's the parent group or if it's under.
Omni Hotels and Resorts is an American, and this is direct from the highest source on the internet, Wikipedia. Omni yeah. Hotels and Resorts is an American privately held international hotel company based in Dallas, Texas. So there you go. Wait. So they soon established a hotel chain through New England, including 14 Sheraton hotels. And others. And there is like, if you Google like Omni hotels, like a Hilton comes up. So I think they're like a brand that then can have a bunch of the other brands underneath them type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Don't know how that licensing works. But anyway, Omni has a lot of guests.
Yeah.
And sure. Now they've been hacked. Here's the thing. Now, if it's been made public now, the hack happened a while ago. It didn't happen yesterday.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It happened a long time ago, reasonably distant past. But what are you going to do about it?
I mean, I just go back to, really, I mean, what are they going to get from me?
Well, it's not what they're going to get from me. Now they're going to, people buy the information.
Yeah.
So they're selling you.
I just don't answer the phone.
It's basically slavery. So, got to be careful. Bridget, coming up at 8:15 after a look at traffic, going to hear about this thrift store going on at Hopewell High School. Pretty cool.
Good morning, LKN, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning, LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 8:18. Happy little Friday to you. We shortly are going to have our guest joining us, and she is from Hopewell High School, Bridget Dorgan. Titan Thrift going on. It's a thrift store happening at Hopewell, and there's an opportunity to both donate some clothes, and then for them to turn around and sell it to the community and benefit somebody in some way, shape, or form. So we're going to learn more about that. Jeff is on the phone, and we need to check in with him. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Justin. There's an accident report, 77 southbound, just past exit 45 in Troutman. So if you're in Statesville, you want to either take 21 Bethesda Road, Shiloh Road, or Triplett Road to get around it. And then as you're coming down into Huntersville, there's heavy congestion around exit 25, around exit 23. And then also as you're going into the city of Charlotte, just past 85 on 77, traffic is slowed down, some stop-and-go traffic. Also 77 northbound from 485 up through exit 23, heavy traffic with some slowdowns there. There's, as far as Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any other issues. I think the accident out on 70 has been cleaned up by now. So just take it slow down 77 and have a good day.
Jeff, we appreciate that. So accident 77 southbound exit 45. Question for you. There's a lot of talk right now, the Red Line. Have you heard of the Red Line before, Jeff? The train system?
Yeah.
Wondering, your take on trains. Now, I know ICAT's wonderful alternative transportation, but you guys can't transport all of Iredell County, right? So having multiple modes of transportation. What do you think? You think people would ride trains or no?
I think some would. I think it's the same. You'd probably have some of the same issues as you do. A lot of people like to have their own vehicle, but I'm all for having the train going. If it could help alleviate some of the 77 traffic, it's a good thing.
New concept I've been working on, looking at getting funding and projecting results in 2090. Teleportation. What do you think about that one? You think that one, I don't know if you've heard of that before, basically where you can take somebody in there in one place, the next second they're completely, you know, somewhere else. You think that that's a possibility at any point in the future?
I don't know. I think that's fiction. Kind of like Star Trek.
All right. There we go. Jeff with ICATS, rideicats.com. Jeff, we appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Summer trends are in, people. They're here. You can go to the store. You know, summer's already been here since Valentine's Day, but if you hadn't gone shopping since then, you know, you're going to walk in, you're going to basically see summertime. One of the trends, you know, you get the specialty stuff going on there. Like, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, you get that pumpkin spice. You get towards Christmas, you get the peppermint. Well, right now for the summer, Dr. Pepper is making a statement. They're saying, hey, we know what the summer trend is going to be, and they've got the drink to back it up. New flavor, Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut.
Oh, no. No. Are you going to drink that? You don't like diet drinks, though. You like regular soda, right?
No, I like diet, not regular. Oh. But they do have a diet version.
Are you going to try that?
I'd try it once. Mm-mm. You wouldn't even try it once? You would just say, you just snuff it?
Coke tried to do something like that last summer. It tasted like sunscreen. It was not good.
It tasted. Good. And what SPF was it? Was it?
It just tasted like just straight sunscreen. Death, like copper tone. That's what it tasted like.
One of the biggest coconut fanatics I know, Bill the Buffer. Bill, you in on coconut cream Dr. Pepper?
I could see myself giving this a try.
At least pop in a can. At least one.
I pop a can.
Can you buy it single?
Why not?
You got to buy it in a 24-pack.
Yeah, no.
No, is it coconut or Dr. Pepper that's got
I
you?
I love coconut. I like Dr. Pepper. Not my number one soda, but I like it.
So two likes equal a negative. Is that what we're doing here on the theory of why you wouldn't like it?
The combo.
The combo.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Creamy coconut. So is it a thicker Dr. Pepper? More like a Guinness?
No. No.
More like a stout?
I would take it in a root beer float type scenario.
See, throw some ice cream on there.
Yeah.
A little whip.
Why
wop,
not?
A little whip wop on top.
All right, I'll let y'all try it first and you tell me what you think.
We'll try it right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it. You think it's available? Oh, it says coming soon.
I've been looking for those churro Oreos everywhere, though. They're nowhere. They're nowhere to be found.
I feel like some of this stuff you got to be careful with online. Like, if the only reason why I trust this, besides the fact it was on the internet, because you know I trust everything on the internet,
right,
is that Dr. Pepper's account is who released this, actually. There are a lot of accounts out there that say, like, oh, going to find this. Right. Likely those churros were, and it's my fault because I pull the food stuff.
No, no, no. I've seen it other places online, not just from you.
Do you think Lake Norman has sold out of the churro Oreos?
I don't know. Like, maybe so it's popular? Just like certain locations in the country. Maybe they didn't make it.
Wegmans? You think Wegmans has churro Oreos?
We'll never know.
Not till 2026.
I won't know. I'll never know. Until they open one next to the Aldi. I'll never know.
Is coconut the flavor we want as our summer trend? You know, again, pumpkin spice makes sense for the fall. Peppermint, I can get on board with that. What is the summer flavor? Pineapple?
Watermelon.
Watermelon? Is it fruit-based?
All yeah. Winters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, watermelon.
Tropical
good.
Punch, should that be more? Because then you kind of get a little bit of everything?
That is all of them, right?
Yeah, but I don't really like tropical punch.
Is it the red you don't like about it, or?
It's just the flavoring, I think, I don't like about it. It's too much. It's just pick one fruit. I don't need all of them. Just pick one.
See, I take the inverse approach, both in liquid and solid form, because even, you know, leftovers. I'll do a smorgasbord of leftovers. You just throw it all on one plate. You know, you got a little bit of maybe leftover sunny side up eggs. You ever had a leftover sunny side up egg?
No.
Live life a little bit.
Never eaten a leftover egg.
Mm.
No.
A leftover egg.
No. Mm-mm. I'm not eating the egg the next day.
You throw that on a plate with, let's say, a little half cheeseburger from dinner night before?
Oh, that's not. No, an egg on a cheeseburger is pretty good.
See?
Pretty good.
You got to problem solving, Mames. That's what we're doing here.
So Jeffrey's. You know Jeffrey's in Mooresville?
Oh, yeah.
They have a watermelon martini.
Ooh.
That just came out. Yeah.
Have you had it? Or you
just
heard
saw it on their
it?
Social yesterday. And
you know what they got there that's real good?
What's that?
Their Reuben.
Really?
They got a
good I've never had anything but steak at Jeffrey's.
I've gotten pretty much exclusively the Reuben. Because the first time I had been there, I got told, you should really get the Reuben. And I got the Reuben. And since then, I've only got... The other thing that I hear is really good, and it's actually on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey dinner. They have like a Thanksgiving dinner.
What?
Or it's lunch. Like, you get turkey, you get mashed potatoes, you get gravy, you get veggies. It's a great plate. So, 8:26.
No, we've talked about food already.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we talked about the food in New York.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't have a lot of good things to say about
708.
It. 708. Yeah, it was 708.
Summer flavors. I don't know. Should we vote on it? Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah. So what's the official?
I think you got to have a pineapple.
What are the options?
You got to have pineapple, watermelon, or is it okay? Or is it?
What about a refreshing orange?
See, but this is all fruit.
I don't think an orange is a summer flavor, though.
Popsicle?
Flavor is popsicle. The flavor of the summer is popsicle.
Popsicle is a quad flavor.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Hey, margarita.
Margarita. Oh,
margarita. That's the flavor of the summer. There you go.
Margarita flavored.
Yeah.
But they already have that. That's not like a new thing. Coconut cream, I feel like, is at least new.
So in the fall and winter, I usually drink wine. That's my alcohol of choice.
Hello.
Feels like it needs to be. That's a fall, winter
Brava.
Drink.
Brava.
But then in the summer, I like to drink those seltzers, like the hard seltzers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the store yesterday, and I was like, oh, it's warm. We're going to have tacos tonight. I'm going to buy some seltzers. They only have the oddest flavors now. Like, they're all, like, margarita flavored or...
grapefruit.
It was just these really odd flavors, and I was like, no, I just want, like...
Like grapefruit.
Yeah, I do like the grapefruit. I do like grapefruit and peach, but I just want one fruit. That's going back to that. I want one fruit. I don't want... all of them put in there together. It was like blueberry acai, and it was...
This is from last summer.
Yeah. Well, no, it was just
mix it up in
just
a batch.
Make it... They Expires whatever the
simple... Pomegranate, blueberry.
Yes, there's no more simple acai. Flavors. They all have to be something real fancy. There was like a peach jalapeno. I don't...
What about strawberry banana? That's a classic combo.
I don't like it, though. Not in my drink.
Because it's a combo, or...
Not up in my drink.
Mm-mm. I just don't want it. I don't want it, so... Call.
So no combo. For you, it's not... Don't ever put a combo in front of you.
Not ever, but not usually.
Grape?
What mixes with grape, really? Nothing.
I could, that's a good point.
Nothing.
Maybe grape.
Raisins?
Grape and raisins.
Isn't that just an older, dry raisin?
We reuse like the grape.
Mm-hmm.
That we...
Future grape. This is going to be you soon.
We reduce food waste.
I like that.
So I was just really disappointed. Left with nothing. I don't know what I'm going to drink this summer. know.
You don't.
You'll
you
find.
You have
it.
No idea. You'll find. You can always default to water. That's.
What are you crazy?
there's no. What I'm not crazy about is robots taking over the universe. That's something I'm not that crazy about. Few things here with the robots that dropped on. Yeah, we should all be nervous. Robo taxis are now driving around on the roads in Las Vegas.
Very cool.
So forget Tesla Robo Taxi. We don't have to wait for it. Robo taxis are already around driving again in Vegas. Vegas has two cool things. They got robo taxis on top of the ground, and then underground they've got the boring tunnels for Teslas. So they have both of those things happening. Hmm. But there is an actual robot out here. It's basically Star Wars. I mean, it looks like a Star Wars droid. We're gonna show you that later on. We'll show the video. So WSIC News, the WSIC News app, all the socials. You can be watching the video live stream. You can do that every day. Did you know that? You can watch all of the live local programming we've got on video stream. We video stream all of our content. Best way to get it, the WSIC News app, because it's just in one place. You can watch it anytime. Take it with you wherever you're at, regardless. And you can watch the robots take over the world. Or maybe you want to watch Ben McKeithen, general manager, Greystone Lodge, and learn about how to win some Merlefest tickets, because at some point it's going to be the cue to call.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy little Friday to you. Bridget Dorgan is going to join us tomorrow. So if you're excited for the Hopewell Thrift, Titan Thrift Store conversation, that's going to happen tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Right.
So make sure that you tune in for that. Right, your cue to call, 844-788-3464, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Caller 3 wins 2 tickets to Merlefest, day passes, general passes you're going to pick. Now, this is just the tickets to Merlefest to go. There's a digital contest going on involving Greystone Lodge and WSIC to win Merlefest tickets along with lodging at Greystone Lodge. That winner is going to be selected on Monday. Joining us on the phone right now, Ben McKeithen, General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you guys. How's it going down there in Charlotte today?
It's pretty warm. It's getting warmer.
It is.
It's been like 80s here. How about up there in the high country?
It is 57 degrees and absolutely perfect this morning.
I bet it's a nice crisp air, you know what I mean, that you walk out to and you just can breathe it all in. Ben, are you hanging out?
Exciting news for you guys.
Go ahead, give it to us.
Exciting news for you guys, and you don't even know.
I don't know.
So last night we were named Watauga County Best of the Best Hotel. We were voted by the viewers of our local paper, and we were the best of the best hotel. We're very, very proud of that.
Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, best of the best in the high country.
Wow.
There's no doubt about it. I've stayed at Greystone Lodge. It is phenomenal. And Ben, going on this week at Greystone, what is happening as spring continues to sprung and summertime gets closer? What are people doing in the high country?
Well, one of the things we want to talk about today is a new business that kind of has sprung up here in the high country. And I was going to do a live video today to show your viewers live, but I had some connection issues. But Betty's Biscuits just opened downtown Boone. It's got a lot of excitement going on.
Betty's Biscuits.
Started as a food truck in the high country, serving the community and events and the farmer's market and you name it. And this past year, they went to brick and mortar, and they just opened in March last month, downtown Boone, right next to the Mass General store. And let me tell you, those guys are putting out some fabulous biscuits.
So you go from food truck to then arguably one of the most prime locations in downtown Boone next to Mass General Store. They got to be pumping out a lot of biscuits.
They are. They're kind of in a biscuit nirvana over there, slinging biscuits all over the place. So it's a unique place. It's the theme is more of a brunch restaurant. So you're going to grab your lunch and your brunch and your breakfast there. You know, not to be distracted from the Greystone Lodge breakfast, which we offer complimentary, which has a lot of great items on it. But just another great partner. We're working on getting together a discount for them. And then, you know, for our guests. So we're excited about that. We'll be announcing that very soon. We've got several other local partners that have come online. We've got a new one I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about, but we're going to blow this one up here in the next week or two. But we have a new spa coming online that's going to be able to offer in-house massage and discounts to our patrons at their spas. That's going to be exciting.
A lot of advantages for staying at Greystone Lodge, including the local discounts. And you learn about the things in the high country, like Betty's Biscuits went from a food truck, now brick and mortar located next to Mass General Store. Ben, we just did the cue to call. Caller 3 won some tickets to Merlefest. And we've got another giveaway happening Monday, partnering with Greystone Lodge, getting winners tickets to Merlefest as well as a stay at Greystone Lodge. Ben, when someone comes to the hotel for the first time, what's that experience like for them mostly?
It's fun just seeing people check out, because a lot of people read reviews and they're kind of somewhat prepared for what they're going to experience. But it's also fun when people are like, wow, I read the review and it sounded great, but it was actually even better than I was expecting. That's a lot of fun. And, you know, to hear people talk about that, it's very rewarding for sure.
One of the things that
our goal is to get that kind of reaction out of our guests.
Well, one of the things that make it an easy job of getting a great time, I think, that indoor pool you guys have. You know, you throw somebody into an indoor pool, although you shouldn't throw people in, right? Am I breaking the rules at Greystone by telling people to throw people in the pool? It's not allowed.
Well, you know, what you do with your kids is fine, but
no horseplay, though. No horseplay. Not around the pool.
Yeah.
Ben, so looking toward the summertime, there's also Appalachian Summer Festival coming up in Boone. What's the buzz around the town there about Summerfest?
Oh my gosh, there's so many great acts and performers coming to the high country this year. It's going to be so exciting between Appalachian Summer Festival, between Appalachian Theater, Beach Mountain Music Fest. I mean, there's just so much going on up here, guys, and we just constantly pumping out new things for your listeners to hear about and come up and experience.
Well, even this weekend, right? You don't have to wait until Appalachian Summerfest, and maybe you want to go see Brad Paisley, right, at Kid Brewer Stadium, which you certainly can do as part of the Appalachian Summerfest. But even this weekend, Boone Earth Film Fest at Appalachian Theater happening this weekend. Tell us a little bit about Boone Earth Film Fest.
You know, the Appalachian Theater does a great job of connecting unique holidays and special times. And they put together a film festival that's revolving around the idea of the fact that April 22nd is Earth Day. So these films are going to be short films that are going to be talking about, you know, Earth Day and just, you know, things we need to know about as far as, you know, nature and there's one of the videos is talking about women and ginseng.
My eye was drawn to that one, Ben, on the flyer that I'm looking at right now. 7 p.m. women and ginseng. That seems like a strong combo.
That's right.
I mean, it's definitely intriguing.
I need to find out what that's all about.
And then tagging in with Earth Day, April 20th through 28th is actually National Park Week. And I don't know if you realize this, but the National Park comes right through the high country, the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is one of the most visited national park areas and consistently has been since 1946. A lot of people consider the Blue Ridge Parkway as America's favorite drive.
It really is nice. And I remember my time at App, and I would drive the parkway. I even had a motorcycle at one point and rode the parkway a bit. It is absolutely stunning and gorgeous, especially this time of year when you've got the leaves growing on the trees. You see just the green wave across the mountainside.
Trees are blooming too.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful, yeah.
Are there people with allergies that come up there, Ben? Are you seeing a lot more people with allergies coming to the mountains?
You know, I haven't noticed that. I really haven't.
I thought I'd try to throw one at him there and see if I got
it. I think if you do have bad allergies, like here in the Lake Norman area, it can be a little bit worse than when you go up to the hiker. The air just feels like crisper, cleaner.
Pure.
Yeah.
Pure air.
It feels like you can breathe a little
bit. You're higher up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ben, general manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, we've got the contest giveaway, right? That's happening Monday. When the winner wins their two-night stay at Greystone Lodge, what should they expect as part of their experience, Ben?
They're going to have the ultimate high country experience because, honestly, Merlefest is just a legendary event that's happened up here in the high country for so many years. And, yes, it's in Wilkesboro, but it's a short little drive. You know, the Wilkesboro area only has a couple hotels, and they fill up pretty much with artists. So we pretty much all of the patrons are going to come to the high country and enjoy things like Betty's Biscuits and Venture Chocolates and all the things that we enjoy up here in the high country. And they get a really great fun weekend of music.
Want to check in with you. Last week we talked about the Summit pickleball tournament going on. Corntown here, just very recently, a new pickleball facility just got approved here. Is pickleball still in the springtime even something that people like to do in the high country?
Well, we've got indoor and outdoor pickleball in the high country. And that's the thing about the Summit is they tapped into a very, very big opportunity by having indoor tournaments and having indoor courts because they can do the year-round thing there, and that's pretty exciting.
Learn about all the things going on in the high country. Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. They have a blog on their website. They tell you about the amenities. They also show you the local discounts you get when you visit the high country and stay with Greystone. And of course, even if you don't win the Greystone Ultimate Giveaway on Monday, which is packaged with Merlefest tickets, we do have a standing 15% discount with mm-hmm. Greystone Lodge, complimentary from them. And so we're grateful for that, Ben. You can go to the WSIC News Instagram to learn more, and Greystone Lodge's Instagram to see about that discount, and also the WSIC app, Greystone Lodge listed in there, and showcasing the link to the 15% discount as well. Ben, we appreciate you, sir. Anything you want to leave the people with for the high country and Greystone Lodge?
So we're getting ready to post on our Instagram page the adventures of Snaggy. Snaggy is our mascot. It's a river otter. And Snaggy recently went on a hike up to the Grandfather Mountain Profile Trail. And this reel we're putting out today is going to kind of talk about his experience. So check out Snaggy on our Instagram page.
Going to check out Snaggy. Ben McKeith, and General Manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Ben, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend. Come see us.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 848. Happy little Friday to you. We've got a winner of the Merlefest giveaway today. Won two tickets. Bill, who won?
Darren Jolly. Come on down. That's it right there, my man.
Yes. Darren. Shout out to Darren, who also drives UPS.
Yes, UPS delivery driver.
Shout out to our delivery drivers out there. Y'all keep the world rolling.
Absolutely. It
couldn't
ain't
do,
magic.
Couldn't
it ain't
do it without
I,
y'all.
Yeah, I keep y'all busy.
Everybody's keeping them busy. Delivery and that concept, right, is just taken off by storm.
Shout out to Darren Jolly. Yeah. He seemed very excited. So very cool. Very happy.
We're very
him.
Happy for him.
Hope yes. Darren enjoys the concert. Did you ask him what artist he was looking forward to?
No, I get so caught up in like the actual like
giving away. Phone's ringing. Hold on. Sorry, you didn't win. You didn't win. You won.
Right. Yeah. So there's still opportunities to win for the several that I had to.
Oh yeah.
Give the unfortunate news. Yeah. Got to keep playing. Shooter sport.
That's exactly right. Tomorrow's a new day. Actually, even coming up in the next couple of hours, you have a chance to win again because mm-hmm. if you stick around for the Home Ad Show hosted by Patrick Reynolds, you're going to get your chance to win Merlefest tickets during that show as well. They've been having winners every day as well, and so it's a good time. I told you the first album I ever bought, right? Well, CD.
CD. It was Nelly, right?
It was Nelly.
I remember
Country
that.
Grammar?
Country Grammar.
Oh, it's a good one. You can play that front to back.
Nowadays, I don't listen to Nelly that often,
right.
But I did see him in my timeline yesterday, him and Ashanti. There's actually a video that Ashanti, I don't know if she put it out or the company, It might be. Let's determine and see what we think the brand is here, and what they're doing. So
have you watched this?
I did
video?
Watch this, and I actually listened to the sound. You can play the sound on it. At first, I just watched it. I said, oh, cool, let me put this on the sheet. And I said, wait a second, let me go back and listen to the sound.
That was smart of you.
Because if you've ever listened to country grammar, whoa. There's a lot going on here. All right, so here's the video, right? It's Ashanti. Ashanti's showtime. Let's go. She's getting her makeup on. It's time to go, Ashanti. How long you need?
Not how much time you need? I need about 9 months.
What?
Prove. Is this
prove is.
I'm assuming that is a check to see if you're preggers test company.
I don't know what prove is.
Is that what prove is that a, is, are they know. Entering the space?
I don't know.
Is that
know.
What this launch was? This video was a launch to that brand?
I don't know what prove is, but I'm telling you how happy my little millennial heart was that Nelly and Ashanti are together.
Right, it does feel
it
right.
Just feels right. It feels yes. Good.
Okay, here we go. Couples fertility test includes tests for him, her and him?
Could be for both.
Oh, no. That's going to start some fights.
But let's go back to the fact that it's Nelly and Ashanti.
All right, we'll circle back to the her and him part of this
conversation. I feel like the world is as it should be. And I feel, it makes me feel young for some reason to learn this news. I was like, yeah.
Like it's early 2000s again or something?
Yeah, like I just like, I went back in time. The fact that it came on my timeline and yours too, because I saw it this morning.
They're syncing up.
I know. I was like, I don't know. Am I influencing you or are you influencing me?
Well, were you on Twitter?
No.
Oh.
I was on Facebook this morning.
Well, then I'm definitely influencing you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite Ashanti song. Go.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Why am I drawing blanks?
Yeah, me too.
Ah. That upsets me.
Go ahead.
I feel like a lot of mine are like the ones she has with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
She does have a lot with Ja Rule.
Yeah. What's up with that? Does she have a baby with Ja Rule?
No. I don't think you have to have a child with someone to make
a song.
A song with them.
I thought that was a prerequisite.
Mm-mm.
I thought that was a qua.
Yeah. But no.
Rock with you. That's a good one. Ashanti.
Is that? Sing it. I don't remember the words.
That's
you,
a good one.
Can you say the words?
No.
Hmm.
No. I'm not going to rap. I'm not
going to
rap.
I saw it with the genre we were talking about here. That
Foolish
was
is another great Ashanti song.
Okay.
Not going to sing it, though.
Oh.
Anyway, all our Ashanti lovers out there.
You know some
there.
Deep tracks of Ashanti.
I mean, yeah. Like,
is that what you would blare, like, as a kid?
As a kid? No.
As a young adult?
A young adult, yes, with Katie in the car seat, yes.
Nice. Strong.
Yeah. She got exposed to a lot of that early 2000s.
I didn't know her and Nelly were a thing still.
I never knew that they were together at all.
And I say still knowing not even when it started.
Yeah, I don't know when they got together. But yeah, Nelly too. Favorite Nelly song. I know you know some Nelly songs.
Ride with me.
Mm. Or, but Air Force Ones. That's
Air
a good
Force
one,
Ones is a classic?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Country Grammar?
Country Grammar is probably his biggest hit.
Name a bad one.
Would you say?
Yeah. You can't name one.
Oh, yeah. That one he did with Tim McGraw. That's a bad
one. Oh, no. I heard that in the store the other day.
Good
yeah.
song?
Yes.
You thought it was
you
good?
You like it?
Over and over again. Yeah. What I actually saw it, I was in the same store as Officer George Brinsley. And we were both reflecting on how old that song was and how we were scared to think about how long it's actually been since that song came out.
Probably about the same time Uncle Cracker was writing songs.
Yep.
He's got a concert coming up. I'm going to see him.
You're going to see Uncle Cracker? Like,
well,
just Uncle
one,
Cracker?
No.
Yes, Uncle Cracker.
It's a combo at Bank of America.
Who is it with? Zach Brown. Is he touring with Zach Brown, though?
It might be Zach Brown. Because there was
in
one.
In that case, it's the Zach Brown concert.
Yeah, not the Uncle Cracker concert.
No, I know it was somebody I'm okay with.
I'm going
with.
To see the opener.
Then you're getting out of there, right? You're not staying for the headliner.
No, it's Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
It's a Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah. I think it's actually. Is it this weekend?
You don't even know.
Dang,
you ain't going.
No, I am going. That's now my weekend is totally derailed because I had a couch sitting to do.
Right.
Yeah, special guest, Megan Maroney. Do you know who Megan Maroney is?
Maroney!
I've heard of her, yeah.
And Uncle Cracker.
Mm.
Oh, I've heard of Megan Maroney. She's on CMT Top 20 Countdown. I watch that on Sunday mornings.
It is. Okay, so Kenny Chesney is the headliner. Yeah. Zach Brown is also touring. Why Zach Brown isn't the headliner,
Zach
I don't
Brown
know.
Is King. Playing with him?
So that's why I was okay with going. Is
that's
Zach,
be a
Zach
good
Brown
concert.
Is now it's coming back to me. Yeah. Steel Trap. It's coming back why I said okay to this particular event.
You gonna sit or dance?
I don't mind sitting. Everyone can stand around me. I'll sit.
All right.
It Where is it? Is it Bank of America?
Yeah, it's at Bank of America.
I saw Kenny Chesney when he was there last time. He played with Dan and Shay, and I can't remember who else the openers were. It was a great concert.
Though. Last time I saw Kenny Chesney would have definitely been with Bill at PNC Music Arena in Concord.
Back in the day, Verizon.
Like 2008.
Right. I moved back here, and I was like, where's Verizon Amphitheater? What? I don't see.
It's like asking, where's Comcast Arena?
Right.
Is that what you were doing, too? You're right. Asking about that?
Yeah, what happened to the Coliseum?
Yeah. You know who's probably been to a lot of venues before? Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show.
Yeah.
Patrick, your favorite venue in the entire world that you've ever been to?
Venue? So does that include...
You can do racetracks. You can do anything you want. Because, you know, they got concerts. Like, Charlotte Motor Speedway puts on a lot of concerts and stuff.
Yeah. Venue-wise, that opens it up to Speedway. So I will say the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is my favorite venue.
What about Indianapolis gets you excited?
Because of my racing history, it is the history of the Speedway, just what has gone on there. Growing up in Connecticut, not far from Yankee Stadium, Mamie can relate to this, or should I say Mommy can relate to this because she was just in New York, that when the Yankees were in the old Yankee Stadium, there was a very historical energy that came out. They say the ghosts would come out in Yankee Stadium in October, like Babe Ruth and Roger Maris and just the legends of the sport. Being a race guy, I felt that when I stepped into the property of Indianapolis, where you felt Andretti, Unser, Foyt. And then, you know, we expand it to this conversation with the venue. They have permanent seating for 255,000 people. It is just ginormous. And the vast history of it and the vast space of it there, it's just a breathtaking experience. And I can't say that about too many places I've been that it took my breath away. Indy does that to me.
You know who probably, you know what other venue probably gets people really excited? And this one happens every year. Merlefest.
Yes.
Wilkes Community College. That's where that one goes down at. You guys have been giving away tickets each morning on the Home Ad Show for Merlefest. How's that been going?
Fantastic. The energy for those calls and for those tickets, very high. I'm starting to get messages on the phone of people trying to nudge me along saying, tell me when to call. Tell me when to call. I was like, I can't do that. Partly because we don't really know when we're going to play it. So you just got to keep listening. But I know the energy is up when people are nudging me for a little advantage. I'm not giving it. We're running a fair show here.
Qua. I tried to put together a sentence for qua. Did you hear the word of the day, qua? Have you ever heard that word?
I missed the word of the day before. What is it, qua?
Qua.
Qua.
It's a preposition.
It's a preposition. So I cannot end a sentence with it is what you're telling me.
Qua? Is that a rule of qua?
Yes, grammar. You cannot end a sentence with a preposition. Like, hey, where are you at? That's improper grammar.
Oh. Okay, genius.
But knowing the rules of my life, I conjugate nouns for a living here, Patrick, so don't test me.
Horse? It's genius horse. With a J.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something, you lost something, you found something. Maybe you got a birthday or anniversary. How were the birthdays and anniversaries yesterday, Patrick?
As exciting as Merlefest. We give away some good stuff. We're feeding people well with the birthdays.
Donuts,
salad bar, coffee, smoothie. You eat well here at Home Ad, and we entertain you with Merlefest tickets. No reason not to tune in.
No shortage of entertainment. You can listen, watch anywhere on the go with the WSIC app. Always a good time. Shout out to the IG Live family. They've been now exposed to the Home Ad Show. And so Instagram Live now, Patrick. So be careful out there. You know, people are watching you.
I will comb my hair before we start the show.
Patrick Reynolds coming
won't
up.
Take long.
Coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.
I had a nice Muay Thai lesson this morning for 2 hours.
Was that?
Yeah.
That was Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Was that JT getting kneed in the stomach?
No.
Okay. Shout out to JT Smith of Lake Norman Muay Thai coming in earlier.
I had a nice Muay Thai lesson this morning for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We didn't address the Prove situation.
Yeah, Prove is going to get some people in trouble.
Includes tests for her and him. I think I've got clarity, though. I know what it tests now. So for the her, it's a full cycle ovulation test. So if you were wondering as far as for women what these kind of tests do, it tests your cycle. And for the men, it does some things, too. They want to test for men and make sure that everything's okay. It's testing really a vital part of life, really kind of, some believe, the reason why we're here. It's testing your seed. That's what it enables you to do. Maybe this is at home.
All right.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.